Ladies and gentlemen, Rex Bear Leak Project, I'd like to welcome you to Earth, the zoo, the harvesting center. Now, I had Jeffrey Daugherty on the show a while back, and he was sharing some scriptures that talked about this serpent race that God created before man. Now, whether you think that God is plural or singular, what's fascinating is there are many ancient texts that describe these serpent people. And with the UFO phenomena, I wonder if we were actually, even more than just being created as slaves for the gods, are we some type of zoo? Are we like entertainment for them? Now, I want to share with you some very interesting information. I'm going to have Robert Stanley on the show here again soon. Real nice guy. He's been in the fringe industry for years. I mean, this guy is one of the godfathers, so look at this. Did you know that the first UFO sighting in Washington, D.C. was all the way back in 1850? And I'm going to share some pictures and some paintings from the Renaissance era of UFOs. The first UFO abduction in D.C. was back in 26. Then there was a photo taken of a UFO in D.C. in 42. This is at unicusmagazine.com if you want to read about this. You can also purchase Robert's books directly through this link. But the first attempted military intercept of a UFO over D.C. was back in 48. There's been hundreds of sightings ever since. Now, D.C. has the most UFO sightings per square mile on Earth, and they have been photographed over D.C. at least 87 times since 52. I've had Wilbur Allen on the show, and he's probably taken more pictures than that. So then you've got the abductions in D.C. The last UFO abduction in D.C. was reported January of 2006, and they're still being photographed today. So this is from Close Encounters on Capitol Hill. But here's what I wanted to share with you also. This is from Huffington Post. Look, is that a UFO over Jesus' head? Well, let's look at some of these paintings that are available via Creative Commons. This one is called The Baptism of Christ. The Baptism of Christ from 1710. And if you look at this picture right here, I mean, that's some very highly concentrated swamp gas, in my opinion. Or it's a flying saucer. It's some type of interdimensional disc that is projecting beams. And there you have the spotlight. So this is from 1710. This is 308 years ago. Now, the Baptism of Christ, 1710, oil on canvas painting. You can look at this via Fitz Museum as well. United Kingdom, the Baptism of Christ. Now let's go back to this picture. Will you just look at it? Will you just look at it? Does that not look like your typical flying saucer? Yes, it looks like your typical flying saucer. And I want to give a huge thank you to Trade Genius Academy for being a sponsor of Leak Project and also for having the opportunity to have you come on the show. I'm going to have an expert from Trade Genius Academy on the show here in a few days, and we're going to talk about cryptocurrencies, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, what all of these blockchain-type software programs are, etc. And anyway, that's just a quick shameless plug. I think you guys really want to tune into that. And because of great sponsors like Trade Genius Academy, I can do more shows. And you guys have an opportunity to get more information here with Leak Project. So isn't this awesome? Now let's go to the next image. Let's go to the next image. Will you just look at it? Crucifixion of Christ, at the Vysoki Monastery. Now, let's take a look at this. This goes back to, how old is this thing? Date, it's old, okay? It's hundreds of years old. let's click in on this real quick and zoom in just a little bit. Here we go. Now, look to the left and to the right of Jesus as he's being crucified. You're going to see these very peculiar, let's zoom in on that a bit here. What's that dude doing? Looks like he's in some kind of spaceship or something. In my opinion. What do you think? Now let's go to the right over here. Same thing, you got some dude in some spaceship. He's just hanging out. He's like, hey man, check me out. I'm flying past here quick. This thing is hundreds of years old. Will you just look at it? And these aren't angels, okay? These are people in spaceships. Or they're in comets that are like spaceships. You know, they're flying around in comets with Julie sticks. Talk about a magic carpet ride. So this isn't a museum. It's a mural in a museum. And then, here you go. This picture painting right here. Take a look at this. We just look at it. You've got a flying saucer. I mean, this is a flying disc right there. Look at that. Flying disc cloud projecting a golden beam through a building directly to her third eye through a golden dove with a gold aura. You can see she's praying. She's got her arms folded on her knees, you know, being a good, I'm not going to say it. She's being a good prayer person. She's praying nicely, and she's getting a wonderful beam from a cloud, spaceship, UFO, flying saucer, highly concentrated swamp gas from Uranus. I think that's pretty awesome. I'm just saying. And this is hundreds of years old. So let's go back to how old this thing is. Zoom out here. Oh my goodness. This is from 1482. Now, the official Wikipedia story is this altarpiece by Italian artist Carlo Crivelli, showing an artistic adaptation of the, is it Annucation? Annucation? I can't say that word properly. Don't hold it against me. Don't hold it anywhere near me. I divagate. The altarpiece was painted for the church of SS in the Italian town. Right there, you can read it yourself. To celebrate, I've already embarrassed myself enough, to celebrate the self-government granted to the town in 1482 by Pope Sixtus. The painting is housed in the National Gallery of London since 1864 when it was donated there by Lord Tamper Tantrum. I mean, Lord Taunton. I apologize. Taunton. Taunting. He's taunting you with the painting that he just shared with the world. I'll tell you, that looks pretty good to me. But I live in my grandma's garage. Now, here you go. We can even go back to these older tablets and carvings and buildings and structures and clay and stone that predate these paintings by thousands of years, showing people flying around in spaceships. And be like, no, that's supposed to be the wind, Rex. They're just flying around in wind. Yeah. Okay, buddy. Timeshare. Like, look at these dudes. And this is from Spiritual Unitech. Interesting. But I'll leave the link for that. Check this out. Wait, just look at it. Down the rabbit hole, you've got Anu and Kin Enlil flanking Anu in the UFO above the crescent moon, above the tree of life, above the May, above the DNA, above the fish people, above the stars, above the constellations, coming down to Earth to settle the Earth. And even the people are pointing to them saying, look, this is where we come from. You gotta love them. You just gotta love them. You gotta love it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't we live in an amazing world today where you can obtain information from the palm of your hand or on the desk of your grandma's garage that goes back thousands of years from all parts of life, from all cultures, and there's these weird underlying themes. I even came across today the pyramid texts. Now, you think of the Book of the Dead, you think the Book of the Dead has some powerful spells, which it does. Whoa. Like, you got to be careful with that stuff. These pyramid texts are even more raw. Wow, I just said raw, didn't I? Hello, that was a Freudian slip. Like, they're just powerful, and there's hundreds of them, and highly suppressed. Such are these Sumerian tablets until now. I mean, now you can have easy access to them, but for hundreds of years, they were suppressed by institutions that wanted to keep everything in their control. They would say, do as we say, not as we do. some of these ginormous institutions that say that they are a direct access to the divine. And you've got to go ask for forgiveness and pay your tithings in order to get there. Now, you know, one thing that I really like about certain people that have faith, like Pastor Paul Begley, real nice guy. He's not judgmental. He has a firm belief in Jesus Christ and that's talked about in the New Testament. And, you know, very nice guy. He's not going to judge you if you don't. And I respect that. I appreciate people that have their own beliefs and are willing to appreciate somebody else's belief and not under the mindset of do as I say, not as I do. And for you guys that are new to the podcast, if you're new to League Project, if you've came over here from Pastor Paul's show, and if I ever do a podcast on some of these ancient tablets or scriptures, it's not anything anti-Christ-like at all. These are ancient scriptures and knowledge, and oftentimes there's underlying themes and stories that parallel with what these scriptures of the New and Old Testaments are. Just because I don't have the same belief, just because I'm not labeled as a Christian, does not mean that I disrespect or disapprove of somebody else's beliefs. We all have the right to believe what we want to. If we all thought the same things, we'd live in the Borg. Do you want that? I certainly don't. So do you want everybody to think exactly the same? Could you imagine how boring that would be? Hello. It'd be very boring in my opinion. And I'm listening to Blade Runner 2049 soundtrack as I'm talking to you guys. This, you know, this futuristic world where the atmosphere has been virtually destroyed, so they have to completely blanket it on a daily basis with these stratospheric aerosol injections. You've got this weird mist and these holograms and these AI systems and these biobots bringing in humans, bringing in other biobots. Fascinating indeed. And one of the main characters of that film reminds me a lot of Enki and the way that he creates these new entities and these new beings and these new replicas that are even far more capable than many humans, at least in their current state. And then he gets greedy and he's like, no, we don't want that. We want worker bees. So, you know, let's just create these slave bots so that we can get to the stars and the heavens and cultivate the planets. That's another thing that makes me think of this flat earth. You know, I'm connecting all this together, even though I'm talking about multiple things here. So just stay with me. The hypothesis that we can't get to space, you know, these theories and these psyops are coming out saying the Earth is completely flat, you cannot leave the atmosphere because there's a big dome that blocks you, well, you'll never be able to get to the planets or the stars. Maybe there are certain factions that are attempting to mock the majority and to make the majority of people think that they can't go to the stars or to these other planets so they can do it and get away from what they consider the expendable class, the worker bees, the slave class. Like most people is who they consider the slave class. But it's because they love us so much, and it's because they have our best interests at heart. So these ancient stories that go back thousands of years, these paintings that are 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 years old that show these flying saucers, that look very similar to flying saucers that we photograph today. Are they always there? And sometimes they can come in and out of form, just a little bit more of dimension, so a little bit more visible in the light spectrum. We see about 0.01% of the electromagnetic light spectrum, approximately. And that's if you're lucky. You know, they could be there right in front of us right now, observing us, and decide when to project themselves. Or if you've if you found ways to unplug from certain parts of the code and outbreak the matrix, parts of the matrix, then you can start to see them. Does it mean they're demonic? Does it mean they're evil? Or does it mean they just are? It's fascinating indeed. We live in amazing times, ladies and gentlemen. And with this movement now in the currency markets, and with everything that's connected to currencies and the petrodollar and the fiat system, if that starts to fade away and a new system comes in, like a full-on cryptocurrency system, that doesn't mean you're not going to have tangible assets and tangible coins, but if it turns into this new cryptocurrency type system where they're competing for hegemony, how is that going to affect technologies and opportunities and patents and data that's been suppressed for thousands of years? I'm just, it's, we certainly live in exciting times. And if you parallel, let's go to this blood moon that's coming up, this super blood moon following a total lunar eclipse. It's either following or right after. It's this trifecta that hasn't happened in over 150 years. Last time it happened, the year of 1866, there were major changes, major rewards given for civil rights and opportunities and people that had darker pigmentation in their skin. Well, then they were given civil rights as well, rightfully so. I mean, it never should have been any other way, just because you guys know that. Who, if you've got green skin, blue skin, purple skin, yellow skin, black skin, brown skin, white skin, red skin, burgundy skin, fluorescent green skin, even if you don't have skin, maybe you've got scales. Maybe now that person, like, you know, Futurama 3000, where you've got these guys that are, you know, they're stored, their heads are stored in these like tanks and they're thousands of years old. Maybe, you know, eventually you'll have people that are walking around that are just plug and play heads onto full on bodies that are, you know, plug and play, kind of like the new car where you're purchasing a new body that can run 150 miles an hour. It can fly. It can crush concrete blocks. And it doesn't even require organic food now. You just plug it in. You don't even have to plug it in because you're solar generated now. So you just get the sun, get power from the sun. But if the sun's completely blocked, then you'll just start harnessing like the aluminum that they're spraying from the planes out there. And the aluminum will then transfer into a light energy source for your body, which will then send chemicals into your brain, which your brain has your consciousness involved and intact. And somehow your spirit has managed to tag along with that DNA that's still intact and still embedded. So, and your soul is still following you around there as well. And maybe that will be the wave of the future. So, hey, maybe this, you know, and they have rights too, right? I don't know, I was going off on a tangent there, but that's probably something that we could see in the next few hundred years. And with these reversing age technologies that are coming out slowly and pretty soon very fast for those that have the money, will the new currency in the future, ladies and gentlemen, be like the film In Time, where you're getting paid in time credits? So you might have 1 million years of time credits built up so you can stay that ideal age for that 1 million years. And as long as the money's coming in, the credits are coming in, your DNA, your body, you're going to stay healthy. You're going to stay like you're 29 or you're, you know, I'm 40. I feel better than I did when I was 29. Although I work out more and I eat healthier and I take these awesome supplements from GetTheTea.com. Seriously, I love this stuff, GetTheTea.com. People have been getting crazy sick around me, getting the flu from here all the way up to the Northwest. I've got family in the Northwest. They were getting super sick. I've been taking these Coral Seas from GetTheTea.com and hello, feel amazing. But anyway, so imagine now the new currency is going to be some type of like, okay, we're going to plug you into a machine that will then at the nano level, the cellular level, rewrite your DNA to keep you at a specific age that you want to. And you keep working, you're doing a good job, you can live as long as you want. But then you're going to have people that are going paycheck to paycheck that might have, you know, 5 days left on their account, even though they still feel great, they look great, they are great, you know, they're staying that ideal age of 29 or 33 or whatever. Then when time runs out, bang, they're gone. They can't get a loan of extra credits. That might be a very interesting thought. Will the wave of the future, will the powers that be paying you in life credits to keep you alive? Wow, we live in amazing times. Certainly the possibilities are endless. Why not all of the above? And then if we can learn how to add a year's worth of knowledge in a second, like, you know, we've talked about previously here on The Leak Project, and it's even been portrayed in certain TV shows and movies like Other Life, where they can put an entire year and break it down into 1 minute. But the person feels like he was experiencing a year of his life. Which scenario do you choose? Check out leakproject.com. Become a premium member today. Also, just gave out 10 premium memberships to Leak Project for the Christmas giveaway. Thank you, everybody that is a part of Leak Project. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, everybody that hits the like button. Thank you, everybody that shares these. Thank you, everybody that's hit the super chat during a live show as well. And I've got a guest coming up here shortly. He's called the Peace Dealer. He is very interesting. So the Peace Dealer, and he was recommended to me by Heidi Vandenberg from Channel 27. So can't wait to hear what he has to say about interdimensional influence and psychic attacks. Be excellent to each other. Be the change you want to see.